This is the Abhyakt Murli of the 6th of September 2026. Originally spoken on the 19th of October 2011. And the title, Become Victorious Over Wasting Time and Wasteful Thoughts. Meet each other and think about how you can harmonize sanskars. Today, Bhavdada is seeing his sweetest and loveliest children everywhere. Everyone is giving their remembrance with a lot of love. They have so much love for just the Father. This love from God is only received at this time. Each child is lost in love. The Father is also giving every child the response of his or her love. Bhachildrenva, whether personally in front of the Father or far away, each child is merged in the Father's heart. The song, Who Else Would Love Me This Much, is playing in each child's heart. This soul-conscious love between the father and children is such that it makes each child detached from the body and loved by the father. Only at this time is this love received by you children. This love is making you children into something great from what you were. This love is received only this one birth. Seeing the children's love, the father also becomes merged in love for the children. Today, Bhavdada is seeing three lines of fortune on the forehead of each one. One is the fortune of the inheritance received from the form of the father. The second is the fortune of the elevated teachings from the form of the teacher. The third is the fortune of blessings from the form of the Satguru. Each one's forehead is sparkling with these three types of fortune. Bhavdada is also pleased to see his fortunate children. Whether you are sitting personally in front of him or far away, you are close to his heart. Such love between the children and the father is only received at this time of the whole cycle. You are giving the experience of this love to others too. Now, some people think that you Brahmin souls have found something. What you have received is continuing to become clear to them. The father saw that there is a great impact of the Platinum Jubilee everywhere. The children have served from their hearts and also made plans for the future. Bhavdada is congratulating all of you children everywhere. Wa children, wa. For 75 years you have been doing everything according to your own effort. By becoming free from obstacles and making others free from obstacles, you have reached here. What does the Father now want from you children? The Father constantly hopes that each child will become equal to the Father. Just as Father Brahma became victorious, in the same way let every child always be victorious. What did Father Brahma do for this? Follow the Father. So while taking every step, all of you also first of all have to check. Did Father Brahma do this? Even while knowing that a particular child was weak in his effort and in his service, he had even more feelings of mercy and benevolence for those who were weak. Bhavdada says to all the children, similarly, have pure feelings and good wishes, and with the vision of mercy and benevolence, Be cooperative with each brother and sister of your family. Bapdada told you earlier too that in the subject of love, each and every child has passed according to his capacity. It is because of love that you are moving forward. Seeing the children's love, the father is pleased. Because of the subject of love, each child is moving along number-wise. Bapdada now wants a sacrifice made out of love. You have love for the father, and so what sacrifice are you going to make? You have, of course, understood what Bapdada wants. You do understand what Bapdada wants, do you not? Nod. Do you understand? Then do you have the courage to do that? If you have courage, then raise your hands. Do you have courage? Acha. When the children have courage, the father's help is always there. In the result that Bapdada has seen until now, in terms of complete purity, even waste thoughts are a seed of impurity. Bapdada saw that the majority of you still have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. One is waste thoughts and the other is wasting time. This is even now visible in the majority of you children. The basis of waste thoughts is your mind, which doesn't allow you to become one Manubhav. Bapdada has been giving you this signal for a long time. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen suddenly. In terms of something happening suddenly, Bapdada saw that the majority of you children have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. Father Brahma became victorious over having waste thoughts and wasting his time. He became Karmateet. So you have to follow the father. Bapdada saw that your mind is your creation, that you are the creator of your mind, and so you control your mind. Each of you is the master with controlling power and ruling power over your mind. But nevertheless, your mind still deceives you. It is your creation, you say. It is mine. However, because of not having enough controlling power, it deceives you. The mind is also said to be a horse, but you have the reins of Srimat. You do have these reins, do you not? If your mind ever takes you to any waste, then by tightening the reins, you can finish the slightest impurity of wasteful thoughts that still remains. Become a master of your mind. Just as Father Brahma checked his mind every day, in the same way, check your mind every day and finish any wasteful thoughts. Today, Bapdada wants you to finish these wasteful thoughts. There are few bad thoughts, but more wasteful thoughts. And these do take up a lot of your time. Become a master of your mind and keep your mind so busy that it cannot be attracted to anything else that would slacken the reins. Is this possible? Today, Bapdada is giving everyone the thought to finish all wasteful thoughts. Is this possible? Those of you who feel that you will finish all wasteful thoughts and have a ceremony for this, raise your hands. Also save your time from being wasted. You have to save both your time and your thoughts, because Bhavdatta is seeing each one's chart. Bhavdatta saw this shortcoming in the charts of the majority of you. Only those who are the masters of their minds are to become the masters of the world. Just as Father Brahma became a conqueror of his mind and became a master of the world, so he is now invoking all of you children. Even the advance party is invoking you. You were told that even those of the advance party come to the subtle region at 4 a.m. and ask, "When will the gates to liberation open? Who is going to open these?" All of you are going to open the gates to liberation, are you not? Your becoming complete means the gates to liberation will open. Those of the advance party were having a heart-to-heart conversation with Bhavdatta. Till when? So the Father is asking you, till when? So what response should be given? Those in the front row, till when? You fix a date for every task, do you not? So when will you fix a date for this task? Father Brahma is invoking you through his angelic form. Can you tell Baba the date? Speak. Are you able to fix the date? Is the date fixed now? Pandavas, raise your hands. Have you fixed the date? You haven't. Why? Didi was saying, Baba, we had the deep desire. We have to go home. We have to go home. We have to go home. Daddy was saying, we have the deep desire. We have to become Karmateet. We have to become Karmateet. All of you have love for Didi and Daddy, do you not? You have love for everyone, because all of you have love for all those who have gone into the advance party. Now give a response to their question. Therefore, now have a heart-to-heart conversation amongst yourselves and prepare a reply. Will you do this? Today is the day for the double foreigners to meet, is it not? So you double foreigners also have to discuss this among yourselves and tell Baba the date. Those from Bharat too have to discuss this and tell Baba. Do you have a reply? Yes, speak, speak. Those who want to say something, raise your hands. In brackets, Mohini Ben of New York says, Baba, you fix the date, and we are all ever ready. No, you have to fix it. You have to become ready, do you not? The Father would say, have this Diwali on this Diwali. Ever ready? Are you ever ready? This is why Baba is saying, you have to tell Baba. Dr. Nirmala said, Baba, give us 1 year till next Diwali. Acha, do you agree? She is asking for 1 year. Those who feel that you want 1 year, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Acha, note down the names of those who want 1 year. It is good. All the others are smiling. Speak. Nivebhai says, now or never, it has to happen today and now. So applaud. Acha, very good. Now, right now, each of you has to make a promise to yourself in your mind that you will never allow waste thoughts to enter your mind. Is this possible? You are saying from now or never. So at the very least, Are you all making the promise that you will not have any waste thoughts or waste your time? Those who are ready for this, raise your hands. The majority of you have raised your hands. Those who feel that this will take time, raise your hands. No one. There are a few who are saying that they want some time. A few are raising their hands. Acha, on this Diwali, have this one determined thought. All of those of the majority who raise their hands, all of you have to make a sacrifice. And this is why, on behalf of all of you, we will cut a cake for your determined thoughts. Do you like this? Today's cake is a symbol of this determined thought because of all of you. And even those who do not have knowledge want something to happen now. Something should happen now, but they don't have the power. You children have the power to fulfill your thoughts. You are following the Father, are you not? The birth of Father Brahma took place with the determined thought, I have to do this. Not that I will think about it, should I do it or not do it. I have to do this. That one determined thought created the future of so many children. One Father Brahma maintained so much courage. He received half his share and he created a sacrificial fire. He created the Brahmins of the Yajna, and now souls from this land and abroad have reached here because of that one determined thought of Father Brahma. So what can a determined thought not achieve? There is this example in front of you. You have very good thoughts and these reach the Father, but they lack determination. When any situation comes in front of you, that determination reduces. Determination is the key to success. Look, those from Delhi had the determined thought, we have to do this. So it happened, did it not? They didn't say, we will think about it, we will see about it. It was everyone's determined thought. It was this daughter and this child who became the instruments, but it was everyone's cooperation and the determined thoughts that brought about the practical success. Everyone gave their hand in this, and they were all united. They didn't say yes, no, yes, no. There was the determined direction, because determination has this much power. Whatever task you begin, first of all, sow the seed of determined thoughts, and that definitely has to bear fruit. How did these 75 years go by, and 90 years this year? It was through the company of Father Brahma and the children and their determined thoughts that we have completed 75 years. They have continued to move forward and make others move forward with zeal and enthusiasm. This is how the 75 years have been completed. Today, have this thought, today I definitely have to finish all wastage of time and wasteful thoughts. When the waste finishes, the treasure of constant elevated thoughts will show wonders. Babdada is pleased to see you double foreigners. You are progressing and paying very good attention to doing double service. Babdada is nevertheless giving this signal again. You have to perform the dance of harmonizing your sanskars with one another. Do not think The center is functioning very well. Good service is taking place. However, since this is one family, it is God's family. It is not a worldly family, but God's family. And God's family means to have good wishes and feelings of benevolence for one another. Have this thought for one another. All of us together, with one another's company, will move forward and open the gates to liberation and return home together. This is why there has to be such an atmosphere at every center that people don't think that there are 8 or 10 people here, but that these 10 are one, united. Now, each one of you has to have the thought in your mind for Diwali of performing the dance of harmonizing your sanskars. Let not a single soul be distant from anyone. Let all be united. On this Diwali, perform the dance of harmonizing sanskars. Have this determined thought in your mind. Not a single person should be heavy with me. Let everyone be light. When your sanskars are not in harmony, there is heaviness. The Father feels that with this thought, you will quickly become ready to open the gates. Check. Not only should no one become upset with you, but no one should even become heavy. Is this possible? Is it possible? Nod if it is possible. If it is possible, then raise your hands. Then there will be very good splendor on this Diwali. Double foreigners. Bapdada makes you double foreigners emerge in his heart every day. Why? Why does he make you emerge? Because the double foreigners have become instruments to glorify the Father's name throughout the whole world. Through what? Since they are not residents of Bharat, they are foreigners, and they have created their fortune. Therefore, why should they be left out? This inspiration has spread very well in these programs in Delhi, and this is why Bapdada makes you children emerge as instruments for service. You will awaken Bharat. You are awakening it. And you will prepare such VIPs in the future who will awaken Bharat. Your, the foreigner's experience, will awaken the people of Bharat. Bapdada remembers how you used to bring many VIPs here in the beginning. You used to have programs. That service doesn't happen now. Prepare such VIPs who will share their experiences on the stage. Now there has been more cultural programs, and you also shared experiences, but there was a little time. Now bring such VIPs who will awaken the fortune of those from Bharat. The service that took place now of the foreigners and those of Bharat made a good impact. Now, all of you continue to increase such service together. The main thing is that each one of you, whether a resident of Bharat or from abroad, should make yourself complete so quickly that your completion opens the gates to liberation. Acha. Whether you are sitting in front of Baba or wherever you may be sitting, everyone's attention is on Madhuban. All are seeing Bapdada. The majority of you are seeing Bapdada. To all the children from everywhere who remain constantly cheerful, to the constant double effort makers. Double effort makers means those who are making effort for the self and also making effort in service. To those who are such double effort makers, and those who have double intoxication and faith, to those who constantly stay with the Father, to those who constantly have feelings of benevolence and pure feelings of mercy, Bhaktada is giving love and remembrance personally from his heart to each and every child by name. However, do not forget what Bhaktada said today about finishing always thoughts. The record reaches Bhaktada anyway. Bhaktada will see how many intense effort-making children there are. And there are also those who increase zeal and enthusiasm in one another and make them move forward. When someone is doing something wrong, you have thoughts of that one's mistake in your mind. He is doing this or that or this. Finish all of this. Give them your cooperation. Give them your elevated feelings. By doing such service, you have to make the whole gathering a gathering of those who have elevated thoughts. At any center, let there not be any other feeling for anyone at the center. Let there only be good wishes and pure feelings. Is that right? Very good. Together with congratulations, Bhaktada is also giving all the children love and remembrance from his heart. Acha. Blessing. May you be a merciful world benefactor and receive the kingdom of the world by doing altruistic service. Those who are altruistic servers must never think, I have done so much, and so I should receive some honor or respect because of it. That would also be a form of taking. If children of the bestower have thoughts of taking, they would not then be bestowers. That form of taking does not suit those who are bestowers. When that thought finishes, you will then receive the status of a world emperor. Only such altruistic servers, those with unlimited disinterest, can become merciful world benefactors. Slogan, to blame others for your mistake is also a form of thinking about others. Parchintan. Avyak signal, now reveal your form of a bestower. The greatest gift of all is to become a child of the bestower and give everyone cooperation. Always cooperate with everyone with your good wishes in putting right a task that has been spoiled, sanskars that have been spoiled, or a mood that has been spoiled. This one said this or did this. Whilst seeing, hearing, and understanding this, bring about transformation with your stock of cooperation and make that soul full. This is the biggest donation of all. Om Shanti.